Greeting, Earthlings. We have now taken over your radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Kevin and Andrew, and this is the Jayhawk Talk Podcast, coming to you on a Tuesday night, which just also happens to be the same night that most of the Kansas football journalists are out sitting in lawn chairs with hopefully a drink in their hand, watching private jets fly in and out of the Lawrence Airport. Andrew, what do you think of this coaching search?
Watching the skies, because it's flight tracker season, Kevin. Oh. That time of year. We've had 5 coaching searches and 4 bowl games in the last 18 years. So this is something we are used to. It's kind of like El Nino. Every 5 years or so, we replace a head coach.
And it's like the cicadas.
Yeah, it's like the cicadas come around. We've got to watch the skies. We've got to go to www.faa.flighttrackerkufootballsearch.com. /Jeff Long's plane and see where things are going. And it is the holidays. It's we're getting to that time of year. It's a time of giving. It's a time of thanks. So if you have it in your heart, you know, maybe get a thermos of coffee, maybe some donuts, and take it out to Jesse Newell. Take it out to Matt Galloway, those guys who were, you know, the front lines of this thing. Mm. Seeing what family gets off their private jet from Aruba next and not have it be Les Miles. Someday it may be Les Miles.
It might be.
It's not. So we're flight tracker season, and that means that we are going to do our KU football coaching search podcast.
This is one of my favorite podcasts that we do every few years. and the podcast is essentially this. We list a whole bunch of names, and we guarantee you that the next KU football coach is probably on that list. Maybe.
Ugh, okay. So last time we did this, we did 50 possible head coaches, and we could definitively say that our next coach was going to come from that list of 50. I don't feel as good about it this time, Kevin.
Why not, Andrew? Tell me why.
Well, it's probably a good thing. There is what I'm calling the long shots. This is the guys that only Jeff Long can go get.
Ooh.
Because I think, you know, he's a well-connected guy. He was a former chairman of the football selection committee. He knows a lot of people. You know, he hired Brett Bielema away from Wisconsin, which everyone considered a coup. How is that even possible? So he's able to be convincing. So maybe he does some of his Jeff Long magic, and some of these guys we can't even predict. So I don't know. But we do have a list here of 55-ish or so potential head coaching candidates. And I will say that there's a maybe 80% chance that our guy will be on this list.
I'm going
and
higher.
And I know
than
you're
that.
Not gonna, you're going to go back and fact check me, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, good point. So let's jump into these, Andrew. We've got several categories. You did the massive work on this. Incredible work for you to put all these categories together. I hardly participated at all. So you're going to drive this ship. But I'm going to talk about these categories, which I did help with a little bit. The family, Andrew. The Mangino coaching tree sort of family. This is the Dave Beatty category, right? This is where Dave came from. He was on our list last time under this category. And then we've got, Andrew, the guys from Kansas City, right? Or / Kansas City metro area. The guys from Kansas City, the redemption category. This is a fun one. These are the guys that all screwed up somewhere else royally, mostly off the field stuff. And they're looking to resurrect their career at a place maybe like Kansas, where we're very forgiving. Coaches from the MAC with a pretty good record. This is the Turner Gill category, Andrew. Some good candidates here. The celebrity retreads category. This is the Charlie Weiss category, of course. I'm sure you can come up with at least one name off the top of your head that folks have been talking about quite a bit that maybe jumps into this category. This is one of my next favorite ones, Andrew. You came up with this one, 38-year-olds.
It doesn't need any more explaining. It's just 38-year-olds.
Guys that are 38 and happen to also be football coaches. The Machiavelli category, I'm going to wait to see what you have going on that one. the military academy guys, which apparently every military academy guy is also an up and coming football coach. That's what we figured out here, which I'd be honestly happy with at least two of them. The coordinators category, the guys Jeff Long follows on Twitter category, and then the fictional category. There's some guys out there in fictional landscape, movies and film, that might also be good KU football coaches. But Andrew, let's kick it off. And let's talk about the family. And there's one guy that leads the family conversation. You know him. I know him. He's the Jayhawk Talk podcast favorite coach candidate, if we could get him, Dave Doran. Andrew, on a scale of 1 to 10, how comfortable are you that Dave Doran would drop every piece of success he's had at North Carolina State and make his way back to Lawrence?
Oh, one.
Okay.
One is in one bad, right?
About one.
Like, what one is the bad one? Like, whatever the bad side is, yes. Not confident at all. I mean, he is a former assistant to Mangino. We probably should have hired him at the end of the 2011 season after Turner Gill. But, you know, maybe he really likes Lawrence. I really like Lawrence.
Lawrence is great.
Like Lawrence? Lawrence is great. So maybe there's something pulling him back. But if it's money or success that are driving him, then he would probably stay somewhere else. He'll probably stay at North Carolina State, where he seems to be doing pretty good. But maybe. But let's do this, Kevin. Let's mark these down as favorites, and we'll come back at the end, and we'll kind of pick what we think. So we'll mark Dave. We'll just highlight him. We'll mark him as a guy we want to keep around. The next one we're gonna go with is Ed Werner. He is the current offensive line coach at Michigan. Also was the co-offensive coordinator at Ohio State for the past couple of years. Was a coordinator under Mark Mangino. Regarded as a kind of disciplinarian guy. Any chance Ed Werner is up for this job?
I don't think so. He's a guy, obviously, that had massive success as a coordinator under Mangino, well liked. A lot of the press liked him. Like, you hear people talking about, oh, Ed Werner would have been a great guy to have on. But I don't know, man. He's getting up there, and we're still looking for that head coaching experience. I don't think he's the guy.
All right, the next one we have is Clint Bowen, current KU defensive coordinator. Yes. Was a strong candidate last time around.
He's got not a head strong coaching candidate. Experience.
Yeah, he does. He has a Big 12 win under his belt.
How about that?
Did you know this? Unlikely for Clint Bowen. Let's move on. The next one is also a favorite. Seth Littrell from North Texas, the current head coach. He's 40 years old. He fits under the coaching tree because he was a football graduate assistant from 02 to 04 under Mark Mangino, similar to Bill Self and how Bill Self was a GA at KU. So, you know, we'll see.
So are you saying that Seth Littrell could come to Kansas and turn into a Hall of Fame career?
Absolutely, I am.
All right. I'm in. Sign me up. Highlight Seth Littrell. He's on the list.
He also coached at Oklahoma. I think he was somewhere. Did some things with them. He played at Oklahoma, was on that 2000 national championship team. If that job opens up and Lincoln Riley goes to, say, like the Dallas Cowboys or the Browns, then Seth Littrell is going to be gunning hard for that Oklahoma job, but probably so will 100 other people. But a guy that I think is a top candidate, I think Jeff Long has spoken with him, maybe has even flown to Dallas to interview him or at least speak with him, if you believe the flight tracker. So a guy that we'll keep our eye on. Let's move on to the next category. This category is called guys from Kansas City. Guys who grew up somewhere in KC Metro. The first one is Willie Fritz. He's the head coach of Tulane. He is a graduate of Shawnee Mission Northwest. I don't know much about Willie Fritz, Kevin. What do you know about Willie Fritz?
Very little. I do know that he's the head coach of Tulane. Did you mention that, Andrew?
He's the head coach of Tulane. I think he's undefeated in bowl games.
1-0, I heard.
He's we'll just go undefeated in bowl games. We'll just leave it there. We don't need to get into the specifics of it. Undefeated in bowl games, Willie Fritz, a guy that keeps popping up on a lot of lists that you read about potential candidates. So interesting guy. Don't know enough about it to make a judgment call. The next one is the guy we're going to keep our eye on. He's the current SMU defensive coordinator, and that's Kevin Kane. Kevin Kane, former KU linebacker. He's a year older than me. He graduated in 2006. You know, he was a student assistant with KU, former KU linebackers coach for 2015. Also been with Northern Illinois. He's from KC Mo. He's from Rockhurst. So maybe he wants to journey back to Lawrence, just like every good Jayhawk would.
I'm a big Kevin Kane guy. It would be awesome to get him back on staff. It will not be as head coach.
Not yet. Not yet. Keep an eye on this guy. Maybe the next time we do this. Maybe the next time we do this, the next El Nino, Kevin Kane will be higher up on this as a potentiality. And we'll just throw this in for completeness. Dave Doran is a graduate of Shawnee Mission Northwest. Obviously one of our favorites. The next category is the problematic category. This is the redemption category of coaches where things ended badly and they need a fresh start. We'll start off with Brett Bielema. This is the former Arkansas and Wisconsin head coach. Now, he didn't do anything problematic. It didn't end well at Arkansas. And he got fired along with Jeff Long. He was hired by Jeff Long at Arkansas away from Wisconsin in what was considered, you know, a huge coup, but didn't quite work out. He's currently an assistant specialist coordinator, specialist guy with the Patriots. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's doing much. I think he's just hanging out with Tom Brady, or trying to anyway.
Who wouldn't
just
be?
Just like trying to be a hanger-on. So what do you think about Brett Bielema?
You know, before his stint at Arkansas, Andrew, he was 68-24 at Wisconsin. Think about that. 68-24. That's pretty good. Did not replicate it at Arkansas. 29-34 from 2013 to 2017. Just didn't quite have it. Would he be a guy that makes some sense to at least talk to and think about a little bit? I think so, but I don't think it's going to happen. It just seems like, I don't know, everything you hear is he's happy sort of doing what he's doing, hanging out with Tom Brady. So I don't think we're going to get him. I'm not sure this makes sense. And he definitely would be looking for some redemption, you'd think, but no, it seems like there's no smoke here whatsoever.
Okay, the next one is a little more problematic. This is Tracy Clays from Washington State. He's the current Washington State defensive coordinator, former head coach at Minnesota, but this is quoting, he supported Gophers players who were accused of sexual assault and threatened to boycott a bowl game in 2016. So maybe a little problematic, Kevin.
Yeah.
But doing very well at Washington State as defensive coordinator, got that team almost in the top 10. Few other notes from Clay Center. He was a student assistant at KU under Glenn Mason before he transferred to K-State. And then has been an assistant under Jerry Kill, even from Emporia State all the way up to Minnesota before taking over Minnesota. So guy who's got some experience, but maybe problematic.
The only way Tracy Clays ends up in Lawrence is if he's there with Mike Leach. Washington State head coach. We'll take both of them. That's the only way I take Tracy Clays.
Unlikely, but
unlikely.
We'll see. We'll move on to Greg Schiano. This is the former coach at Rutgers, former coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, current associate head coach at the Ohio State Buckeyes. You know, he was the head coach of Tennessee for a hot minute, until the fans revolted because of a Joe Paterno accusation that he was on that staff and didn't report. So that was interesting last fall.
Yeah, that was kind of a weird deal. You might remember he was sort of who was the AD at Tennessee? Wasn't it the
John Curry?
Wasn't it Curry? Yeah,
John Curry from K-State.
Curry takes the job.
He got fired the same day.
He sure did. Good Schiano. Total social media revolt, right? It was a disaster. Now here's the thing: like I'm not sure it was quite warranted. Like most people, I think that looked into it said he had nothing to do with the stuff at Penn State, but he got kind of a raw deal there. Potentially, I'm not here to judge. He certainly could use a redemption. Although, you know, he's doing okay at Ohio State. It'd probably be interesting to see if he might be interested in getting one more gig in the college head coaching game. I don't think it's going to be at KU though.
I think somebody's going to give him a shot. I don't think it's us. The next one isn't necessarily problematic, but the situation's problematic. And that is Matt Canada, the current interim coach at Maryland. There's some crazy stuff going on there. If he wants to get out, he can come here. I think he's doing pretty well at Maryland. They beat Texas. He's also the former LSU offensive coordinator. Didn't quite work out with Coach O, but Matt Canada, thoughts?
Yeah, interesting situation in Maryland, to say the least. Glad to not have any ties to that program in any way, including their former head coach, which for at least about, 45 seconds, Jayhawk Slant reported Jeff Long was maybe talking to him. Glad to see that's not the case.
Jeff Long shut the DJ Durkin
real quick.
Two KU rumors down real fast.
Timeout. I'm pretty happy with Jeff Long's Twitter game.
He's pretty trolly.
Yeah, right? That's okay.
He started following coaches, I think, realistically, was called out on it, and then started following like Robert Redford accounts and KFC and McDonald's accounts, like to throw everybody off the scent.
Which, that's fine. Like, I'm fine with that. And I also kind of like, he's responding to some fans. Like, he even like calling out people who's being stupid, which is, you know what? Refreshing a little bit. I'm happy with that.
Yeah. I don't know if I really want him doing that, but whatever. It's kind of,
it doesn't bother me at all. Give me the access. I love it.
Okay. The last one in the problematic category is Bobby Petrino, just fired at Louisville. He's fresh off his firing in Louisville. He was Jeff Long's first hire as the Arkansas AD, but then was fired by Jeff Long because he lied to Jeff Long about his motorcycle accident. Didn't quite work out for him after that. But he was the coach at Louisville, and then things have gone downhill from there.
Yeah. You know, he was also a head coach in the NFL, so he brings some NFL background to Lawrence. No, it's not gonna happen, right? There's no way.
No way. No. Okay, moving on.
Anybody
you want to star on that one? Anybody you want to highlight as a favorite?
No. Okay. I'm completely crossing off the redemption category.
No problematic coaches. Okay. The next category is called Coaches from the MAC with a pretty good record. This is the Turner Gill category. Of course, Turner Gill was hired from Buffalo with a pretty good record. The first candidate is Jason Candle from Toledo. He is an assistant to Matt Campbell. He's now the head coach at Iowa State, doing very well there. Any thoughts on Jason Candle?
I know very little about Toledo, although I do know that he has had an excellent record at Toledo. What is he? 26-12. He's 39 years old. He's kind of always been at Toledo, though. Like, he doesn't really hasn't really been anywhere else but Toledo. But then again, doing pretty well at Toledo. I'm sort of halfway interested in this guy.
I think he's 38 because he's also in the 38 category.
Oh, crap. He might have had a birthday, Andrew. I got bad news.
Oh, no. Well, we're going to count it. All right. The other two in this category, Lance Leap.
He was born yesterday, was his birthday.
Oh, happy birthday to Jason Candle. Happy birthday. He's still in my 38-year-old category because I may have made this 3 days ago.
We'll count it.
That section. So happy birthday, Jason Candle. The other two in this category are Lance Leipold from Buffalo and Rod Carey from Northern Illinois. Lance Leipold from Buffalo has won seven Division III titles in 8 years. So he's a Division III guy who's moved up. Now has a 9-1 Buffalo team. He's getting some votes for the top 25. So good on Buffalo. Then Rod Carey hired to replace Dave Doran. He's been to 5 bowl games in 6 seasons. He's undefeated in the MAC this year. So pretty good record in the MAC.
Pretty good record in the MAC. He deserves being on this list. Not sure I'm too excited about any more Buffalo coaches just based on past experience. And that's maybe all I'll say about that.
Okay. We'll move on to celebrity retreads. Charlie Wise category. So this is when I say celebrity.
Wait a second.
Coach.
Did we highlight anybody from the coaches from the MAC with a pretty good record category? Jason Campbell?
Let's go. Let's go with Jason Candle as a highlight.
I like that.
This has a highlight. Yeah.
All right. Let's move on to this celebrity retreads category, which celebrity might be retreads. My favorite.
It's Charlie Weiss category. So this is a coach that you would know or who would show up on ESPN. This isn't some random coordinator from Oklahoma State that you won't have heard of that gets hired. This is a guy that you've heard of on ESPN, talked about all the time, similar to Charlie Weiss. And the first one we're going to talk about is Les Miles. This has been the biggest candidate that everybody's been talking about for the past, well, a long time, probably since September. I don't know why the rumor started in September, but he has a previous history with Jeff Long. He worked at Michigan State as an assistant coach when Jeff Long was an associate AD. That spanned several years. He was also the Oklahoma State head coach, obviously the LSU head coach where he won a national title. He is 65 years old, or will be 65 years old when the season starts next year. This is where everybody's focusing flight tracker season, because there seems to be an unusual amount of flights that have been taking place from Lawrence, Kansas to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, which is where he currently resides and where he formerly coached. So, Kevin, thoughts on Les Miles here?
So he and Jeff Long have a long background dating back to, like, what is it, 1980 or something, their time in Michigan together. It was rumored that Jeff Long offered him a very lucrative offer while he was at LSU to come to Arkansas. And there's definitely some smoke here, right? It's obviously being talked about at several levels. You're hearing it, from some folks that are close to the program. You're hearing it from all kinds of media outlets. National media could not have enough of this, which is kind of funny. I mean, freaking SportsCenter's doing updates on it. You're seeing updates from Sports Illustrated. Everyone's saying Les Miles has to end up in Kansas. The perfect hire. Like, get him back in the game. I think pretty much people just want him back in the game, though. It's less about Kansas. Is that sort of the sense that you get, or is it just me?
Well, Scott Van Pelt did a pretty good segment about how he could be a guy that turns that program around and could be a good spot for him. So it's not necessarily, it's a lot about him, but there's some connection to Kansas as well. A couple thoughts. If this was going to happen, would this have already happened? Because this seems to be like the first guy that he went after. It's been 9-10 days now. Is that bad?
No, I don't think so. I'm willing to give this at least a couple weeks. I think that it would probably be bad form to just interview one person and call it good, right? I think you want to play the field a little bit. You want to maybe see if he's got a short list already, right? Every AD does. He's got a short list on his. He probably needs to go talk to those folks on his short list. And some people may not be available. Some people, may not be able to discuss with all the, except for through their agents and things like that. So I'm not worried about the timing, other than I hope it happens as fast as possible, because we need someone in the chair to start recruiting, even as Dave Beatty finishes off the last couple games.
Okay. Well,
I'm warming up to him, by the way.
Interesting. I think he's definitely a splash. He's definitely a guy that is going to make some noise. I think he does have a clause in his LSU buyout contract that he has to continue to pursue head coaching jobs in order to receive that buyout money. I hope this isn't just a, good faith effort to make do on that clause in the contract and then move along and collect his paycheck and retire. But who knows? Who knows?
I'll say this. He's got a son who is a walk-on quarterback at North Carolina. Maybe you get Manny, his
package
son.
Package deal?
Package deal. We got package us a quarterback. Deal. We got us a quarterback. Manny Miles.
Hey, if he's walk-on too, I think he can transfer sitting out a year.
Manny Miles. Isn't that a perfect quarterback name? University of Kansas.
All right, we're probably going to talk more Jeff Fisher if a coach is not hired in the next podcast. But let's move on and talk about the next one is Jeff Fisher.
Give me Jeff Fisher.
Former NFL coach who is known for going around 500 every year in the NFL season. But I'll tell you, we take 6-6, a string of 6-6 years at KU. I mean, that'd be great.
Give me all the 6-6 seasons we can get. If we can get bowl eligible every single year, we've got a chance, Andrew, to win 7 games every year. That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
We'll take 6-6. Jeff Fisher can take us to the promised land of 6-6 every year. All right. Probably not realistic.
He is 173, 165, and 1 over 22 seasons, Andrew. He is above 500, a little bit. So every once in a while, we might get a 7-6 season. That's all I'm saying.
I'll tell you that the 163 is the most losses in NFL history from one head coach. No one gets that much of an opportunity to lose that much.
But he has 173 wins.
He does. He does. A lot of 500 seasons for him.
Quite a few wins.
All right. Let's move on and talk about Lane Kiffin.
Yes.
Head coach, Florida Atlantic. And I think the real question is, would he bring Charlie Weiss Jr. back with him to KU? Making it full circle.
It's the only way I would take Lane Kiffin.
If Charlie Weiss Jr. came too.
Because I think he's the brains behind the outfit down there. Give me Charlie Weiss Jr.
You may be right. You may be right on that. Okay, let's move on and talk about the last one in this category. One that you suggested. Maybe one of your favorites on this list. And that, of course, is Todd Haley.
Who's out of a job. What's he doing right now? Nothing. Todd Haley is, he's obviously an offensive mastermind, Andrew. He is a gifted coach, a gifted head coach, kind of got a raw deal with the Chiefs. And Andrew, I think he'd be looking for a job. He'd be looking for a job. He's obviously owner of the best GIF of all time, or one of the best GIFs of all time. That is 100% accurate. And I would take him in a heartbeat. If Jeff Long extended an offer, the one and only Todd Haley. Give me Todd Haley. Give me all these guys. Give me Lane Kiffin. Give me Jeff Fisher. Give me Les Miles. Maybe we can make a staff with all four of them together. I would take that. And as long as Charlie Weiss is one of them, Charlie Weiss Jr.
Love it. I think that's a requirement. Package deal. Package deal, Charlie Weiss Jr. Okay. Enough of that category. This is the Charlie Weiss category. Lane Kiffin's the only good thing to come out of it, but man, having gone through Charlie Weiss scares you away from a lot of these guys as being potential. Are we highlighting any of them? Les Miles.
You're highlighting Les?
Oh, yeah.
All right. You highlight Les. I'm going to highlight Todd Haley.
Okay. You can do that. The next category is 38-year-olds. I'm just going to run through these really quick. Neil Brown, the current head coach at Troy, Jason Candle, who we've talked about, the current head coach at Toledo, Sony Crumble, the offensive coordinator at TCU. Just as a note, he was the other offensive coordinator with Doug Meacham.
Oh, okay.
He was the other guy.
The other one.
A guy named Tosh Lupoi.
I do Lupoi? Not know who that is. I've never
All Alabama
heard.
Defensive coordinator.
Oh, that guy. Yeah. Okay.
highly regarded for his recruiting abilities, and he's also 38 years old, so he fits the category. The other one's Ricky Rain, Penn State offensive coordinator, coached under Bill Snyder before following James Franklin around from Vanderbilt to Tennessee. So that's a crop of 38-year-olds. Young guys looking to take a step up, looking to build a program, maybe looking to stay around for a while. What do you think about these 38-year-olds, Kevin?
I am a fan of hiring young. We talked about Jason Candle as a possibility. I'd like to add Neil Brown to that list, Andrew. He is also 38 years old. He's making about 800 grand there, Troy, about 800 grand. We could probably handle that. That's Dave Beatty money. And he is, Andrew. He was the former OC and quarterbacks coach at Texas Tech from 2010 to 2012. So can we bring a real air raid to Lawrence? That's all I'm air asking. Raid. A real air raid.
Air raid. Air raid.
That's what
I want. Neil Brown. Yeah, Neil Brown was the first one on that list. He's actually a serious candidate that I think a lot of people are looking at. If he doesn't take a KU job, he's going to take something because he's doing a pretty good job at Troy.
33-15 as head coach. Not bad. Not bad.
Doing well. Okay, let's highlight Neil Brown. We've already highlighted Jason Candle. I think that's all we want to get from these guys from that category.
I agree.
All right, the next one's the Machiavelli category. this is the category that probably needs a little bit of explanation. This is like where we pretend like we want to hire these guys so things happen. So maybe it's just best by example. The first one I'm going to say here is Sean Snyder, which is Bill Snyder's kid. If you're not familiar with the inner workings in the parlor games that are going on at K-State at the moment, Bill Snyder wants to, well, when he does step down, he wants his son, Sean, to take over. And no one else except for Bill and Sean, maybe Sean doesn't even want that. No one else except for Bill wants that to happen. But Bill has a big say in this, has a big voice in making that selection. So what I say is we pretend that we want to hire Sean Snyder so that K-State has to keep him because they're like, well, if KU wants him, we can't let him get away.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill Snyder's position is even greater to make that happen. So that's my first one. Sean Snyder, what do you think about that idea?
Listen, if what happens if he actually says yes and we're like, oh crap, now we have to hire him? Okay with it because because again, we talked about this. Give me Snyder Family Stadium in Lawrence too. We could have two Snyder Family Stadiums. Snyder Family Stadium and we got Bill Snyder Family Stadium. And Sean Snyder Family Stadium is going to be way nicer. Because we're going to redo it. And we're going to have a brand new stadium. We're going to have it completely redone. Sean Snyder Family Stadium 2.0, Snyder 2.0. He is the beta. Give me Sean Snyder. Highlight him.
Love it. The next one is sort of legit. Like if we ended up with this guy, it's probably fine. It's a guy by the name of Chris Kleiman. He's the head coach of North Dakota State.
Won a lot of games.
I put this on there because I heard this is the guy that K-State really wants.
Really?
He's won three FCS national titles. Yeah, he's won three FCS national titles in the past 4 years.
Yeah.
A lot of the K-State guys are really high on this guy as being a replacement for Bill Snyder. So if we can scoop him up first, that may force them to hire Sean Snyder.
Andrew, did you know that Chris Kleiman has a tie to the University of Kansas?
I didn't get that deep into the research.
1997 D-backs coach for the University of Kansas. How about that?
Part of the family.
He's
part
in the family tree. Add him to the list.
Glenn Mason family tree, right?
Actually, this guy, as in terms of like the totally out of the blue category, is a guy that I wouldn't even be that mad about. Like crazy success. But he also reminds me of some of those people where, you know, you get a niche in like a division two when you just win everything. Don't you kind of need to like prove yourself at like a entry level position in a division one?
Kevin, I hate to tell you this. We are the entryest of entry level division one programs.
And we are a power five school. Power five. Do you know what power five means?
We're pretty entry level right
power
now.
Power five program. Power five.
Oof.
Power five. Power five.
Well, we'll see. Okay. But I that guy's very interesting.
He is interesting.
I don't think we're going to get him, but it's a guy to keep
Snyder.
He's going to get a job from somebody.
Give me Sean Snyder. All right. Let's move on to the military academy guys, Andrew. This is a fun category because as you started to see lists come out, you just kept seeing like, oh yeah, that guy from Army. Oh yeah, that guy from Navy. Oh yeah, that guy from Air Force. Oh yeah, that guy from, you know, whatever. So from Space Force. So was it Space Force? Is that what he's called?
Yeah, Space Force. Yeah,
Space Force.
I can't wait. Like, you know, Army versus Navy. I can't wait for Air Force versus Space Force. We'll play it on the moon.
Give me all that. All right. The one that leads this off, Andrew, is Jeff Monken, right? The triple option guy. We've talked about him a little bit. Like he's my guy. If we don't end up with some of these the other two or three that we've talked about, I love the idea of bringing the triple option to University of Kansas. And we've got guys right now. Like if you install the triple option right now in this team, like if Dave Beatty just brought Monken in for a week and said, you're coaching the rest of the year, we would win a game because we have the dudes right now to do that. Now it's obviously a crazy new blocking scheme. It's all kinds of other stuff, but I'm all in on triple option to Lawrence, Kansas. Give me Jeff Monken. Highlight him all day long. You can talk about the other guys if you want. Jeff Monken.
Well, just quickly, Puka in the triple option would be awesome.
Oh, my God. We got three dudes that could do that. I mean, just let Puka play quarterback. Let Puka play quarterback.
All right, the other two dudes, Troy Calhoun from Air Force, done a very good job there. He was on our list from 2013.
Yeah.
And then you're going to have to help me out here.
No idea.
Ken Niumataolo. He is the head coach of Navy, done very well at Navy. Also has a bit of a triple option, more of a run-based wonky, probably not wonky, just old school run-based offense, similar to what Jeff Monken has at Army. So all three military academy guys are on the upwards, are on the up and up, will get better jobs if they want to leave their current jobs in the next couple of years. So we're going to highlight Jeff Monken.
He's my guy.
He's your guy. He's your guy. Okay, let's run through these super fast. This next category is just boring, called coordinators. I'm going to highlight two of them, and the rest of them are just going to go with really fast. The first one, Jed Fish. He's the current Rams offensive analyst.
Yes.
But he's a previous coordinator at UCLA. He was the interim there when the guy got fired. Who was that? Jim Mora got fired last year. Also a coordinator at Michigan before that. This is a guy I think that Jeff Long may be headed to interview right now. If his plane's headed west, there's some speculation that this is the guy he's going to go see.
Are you looking at Twitter right now? Are you trying to do tweeting?
I'm not looking at Twitter right now.
Are you at the Lawrence Airport right now? You can be
I just
honest.
Know that plane headed west.
Jesse, is that
Baton
you
Rouge.
In the background? Is that Jesse in the background?
I'm just saying, this is speculation here.
Are you flight tracking season right now?
Good it's always you. Flight tracking season.
Good for you. No, this is actually a guy that has had some reporting done out there. Somebody says somebody's talking to from Kansas is talking to this guy. I'm not crazy, like, upset about this, but I would love it if we're talking to him about being the offensive coordinator and not the head coach.
Well, I think he wants to win a Super Bowl before he takes that job. Okay. If as a coordinator.
Yeah.
All right. Couple others. Matt Diaz, defensive coordinator at Miami. Only thing you need to know, he's the guy who invented the turnover chain, which is very important. That's the biggest thing on his resume. Also has the number two defense in the country right now, but more importantly, guy who invented the turnover chain.
It's kind of like the blockchain defense.
Blockchain defense. Love it. Jake Spavital, offensive coordinator at West Virginia. All I will say is he's 33 years old, which means he's younger than me, but he's coached Brandon Whedon, Geno Smith, Johnny Manziel, and Will Greer this year at West Virginia. So that's pretty crucial. Stop me if you like any of these guys, but I'm just going to run through them super fast. Clark Lee, defensive coordinator, Notre Dame. Brett Venables, love Brett Venables. DC at Clemson. David Arenada, DC at LSU. Todd Orlando, DC at Texas. Bo Baldwin, OC at Cal. Kendall Briles, R. Briles' son, OC at Houston. Cale Gundy, OC at OU. And Mike Locksley, Alabama OC, the man behind Tua.
And the Mike Locksley guy, isn't that one that's actually had some reporting about him?
Yes, a little bit.
Yeah, that apparently Jeff Long has talked to. I don't know. No one on this list jumps out to me.
Nobody? Not even Jed Fish? No? All right.
He's like, again, I'd be okay if he's OC with less miles. Like, bring him in and call him associate head coach and, like, give him a bunch of money. And say you run everything offense. Literally, Les Miles won't even talk to you if you don't want him to. And then
that's actually probably the way to do it.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Les Miles doesn't care about offense.
He doesn't know anything about offense. Let him just sort of call it, be the game day guy, be the figurehead, and let him just totally run the offense. I'm all in on that. I would be okay with that.
The next one is based primarily on guys that Jeff Long follows on Twitter, and more importantly, guys he's followed on Twitter in the past week or the past 9 days since the firing of David Beatty. Houston Nutt, Jim Leavitt, Major Applewhite, Todd Graham. We'll have to talk about him. Todd Graham. Matt Wells, also we need to talk about him. Brian Harrison, DC at head coach at Boise State. Josh Heupel. Head coach at Central Florida, Robert De Niro, Robert Redford, and Don Brown, Michigan defensive coordinator. Let's talk about a couple of these. Robert De Niro, too old?
I think so.
Robert Redford, also too old.
You know, like, he's a young, however many years he is.
He's a young 80 years old.
He's a young 80 years
old. He looks young.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
All right, so let's talk about Todd Graham, because this guy has been in the news as expressing interest, and there's, I guess, some interest expressed back. Former Arizona State head coach. He was 42 or 46 and 32 in the Pac-12 South, formerly at Pitt, Tulsa, and Rice. What are your thoughts? This is the guy we might end up with, Kevin.
He checks a lot of boxes. I mean, you're talking about obvious head coaching experience, obvious success, maybe got a little bit of a raw deal at Arizona State. You know, I don't know. He checks the boxes, can get started right away. And I don't know. I think he's not going to move the dial. I think people are going to be like, oh, cool, whatever, that guy. But I'd be okay with it. I mean, again, Andrew, you said it best. We're Kansas, man. Like, you got to, if anybody's going to get this shot, like, get a shot after what he's been through, like, he ain't getting hired at Alabama, man. He's going to take a shot at a school at Kansas. He's still young enough that he's got plenty of years ahead of him. Supposedly had super high energy, you know, well liked. I don't know. I'm okay with this if that's where we end up. I think a lot of people won't be, though.
A lot of people won't be because it's like, who? This guy got fired from Les Arizona Miles. State?
That's why. Huh? Anyone other than Les Miles is going to be like, who?
Oh, I'll tell you, everyone, right now, if you're of the Les Miles or nobody, you need to get figured that out, because
I totally agree.
This Les Miles thing is not likely going to happen.
Like, right now, odds on Les Miles. Give me your odds right now.
20%. Less than 15%. So like, right. What does that give me? 5-1
5-1 I think that feels about right. Plus 500. I might lay a few dollars on it, but I don't feel great about that. Yeah, I think you're right. Like, if you're going to give me less miles of the field, I'll take field a zillion times out of a zillion.
So this guy may just be like the yeoman worker, the yeoman football coach here. No one knows his name, but he's going to go out there and coach a football game,
He's a football guy.
The other one we want to highlight, Matt Wells, the head coach at Utah State. He was on our list in 2013.
How about that?
Done very well for himself prior to 2013 and afterwards. So maybe he's about ready to step up. You know, Jeff Long follows him on Twitter. That probably means something.
He's what is he? He's been head coach since 2013 of Utah State. Is that right? I think he was.
No, for a while. I think it was a while.
Yeah. Looking at his record. Okay, he's 43 and 33, the Mountain West. Not bad. Not bad. Andrew, there's one that we kind of skipped pretty quickly over here. Major Applewhite.
Major Applewhite was also on our list in 2013. Former Texas quarterback from the 90s to early 2000s.
Great name.
He's now the head coach at Houston. Houston seems to be this, you know, leapfrog job, this rocket ship job, where if you take that job, then you can go to someplace huge like Kansas. He's a guy who's kind of been around. He's a assistant coach at Texas for a while. Like, he was assistant coach at Tulsa and a couple other spots. Now he's a head coach at Houston, getting a chance to prove himself. I like that hire. I think he'd do a pretty good job.
I would too. I got no problem if we end up with Major Applewhite. That'd be cool. I'd be all in with that. But you know what? Highlight Major Applewhite.
All right.
Highlight. And we'll highlight Todd Graham because he's a thing, right? Are you going to highlight Matt Wells?
Sure.
Okay. We got three guys on the Jeff Long follows from Twitter category.
It also was kind of the, I couldn't come up with a cool category for these guys, so that's kind of thrown in at the end.
We'll allow it. Andrew, the last one we got here, and then, you know, let's not rule these guys out. This is the fictional category.
Right, because reality hasn't worked for us.
That's right. That's a good point.
We need to go with fantasy.
So there's a couple guys from the hit film Necessary Roughness, Ed Gennaro and Wally Rigg. So Ed Gennaro, he was the head coach, and then Wally Rigg was the assistant. Remember the two of them? And Andrew,
I do remember this. This is with is it Scott Bakula is the quarterback?
Yeah,
Sinbad was the offensive tackle.
Yeah. Remember who the kicker was?
Cappy Ireland was the kicker.
So, Andrew, They had, if you remember the film.
which I do remember the film.
They had no scholarships, right? Weren't they on like some sort of something happened and they didn't have any scholarships? Very similar to Kansas, right? We don't have any scholarships either. And all of a sudden these guys come out. And if you remember, Andrew, the university, there is a tie in here. These guys have a tie to University of Kansas because they played the University of Kansas in the pouring rain. The Texas State Armadillos tied. Remember, it was a tie.
3-3.
It was a 3-3 tie. And so, first of all, the first thing I got to say is, hey, how about University of Kansas not losing? And like, that's on film. That's something. And second of all, Andrew, they went on to do well. I can't remember the whole the rest of the movie. But listen, just think about it. Ed Gennaro, Wally Rigg, these guys are probably pretty freaking old now. Or maybe dead. I don't know. We have to look that up. But as far as we know, we're going to take them from the time that they were actually the coach in this movie. And you know what? Let's think about them. Another one, Andrew. Danny O'Shea. Now, he's a crowd favorite, right? This is the head coach of the Little Giants. Andrew, outside the box thinking, he also had a comeback story, and that's something that Kansas needs. He took a group of misfits and turned them into a heck of a team. He had the ice box. That was something that was nice. He had one player. And then he went and got Devin Sawa at quarterback, which, like, if we can get Devin Sawa to come back and play quarterback, like, I'd be okay with that, too. I'd probably get season tickets tomorrow. But isn't that Devin Sawa? Isn't that who that was?
I don't remember. I just remember totally making that up right now. And the guy from Blue Valley North with the snap bubble.
Wait, he went to Blue Valley North?
Yeah. Yeah. The snap bubble kids from Blue Valley North. Yeah. Chew on that little nugget. Todd Bosley. There it is. Todd Bosley.
Will you see if Devin Sawa was the kid that Icebox liked?
I did look up Necessary Roughness. I will confirm that Robert Loggia has passed away. Robert Loggia. Okay, so I'm looking up Little Giants. Was it?
I think it was Devin Sawa
as the quarterback.
All right, as you think that through.
Yes, it was. Yes. His name was Junior.
Junior. Yes. All right. All right. So next, Andrew, if we can't get Danny O'Shea, I would be okay with Kevin O'Shea, his brother. Of course, he has a huge history of winning. Right. He had one bad year against Danny O'Shea. Total freaking fluke. I think we can all agree, right? It was a fluke.
Right. This is Ed O'Neill, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to remember back. Oh, I guess I have my IMDb.
This is Ed O'Neill when he had brown hair.
Yeah. Yeah. This is Al Bundy Ed O'Neill.
Exactly. And which is so funny to think about. He played a ex-NFL player turned head football coach. And then you think about what he played in his previous roles. It's like, I'm not really buying that. Not really buying that. Anyway, give me Kevin O'Shea. Last, Andrew, or not next to last, Bud Kilmer. We all know Bud Kilmer. Again, we're talking about washed up coaches. Probably need a little comeback. Probably could use a little redemption. There's no
explain to me who Bud Kilmer is, please.
He's the head coach from Varsity Blues, the guy that was
okay.
That was fired for like shooting everybody up with steroids.
This category requires a very specific set of movies that people have watched.
Which so, they're all that's right in my wheelhouse, by the way.
Please do watch Necessary Roughness. I don't know where you can watch it, but it is a great film.
It is a great film.
Sinbad is hilarious.
That's probably his best movie, like not close, right?
And then obviously watch Little Giants and Varsity Blues. So go watch those movies to prepare yourself for the next head football coach of the University of Kansas. Oh, you have one more.
I got one more. This is from the Wayback Machine. And like,
I'm not into this. I don't know this.
You don't know who this is?
I know of it. I don't necessarily like it.
Okay, that's fine. I'll just throw it out there. Coach Z from Strong Bad. The seven people will like the Coach Z reference.
This is Homestar Runner, right?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
You don't remember Coach Z?
No, I don't.
You don't? Really?
I remember Strong Bad.
He had, like, the purple backwards hat. He was Coach Z.
I got
green guy. Anyway, all right, there you go. All right, Andrew, any of them you want to highlight here?
No.
Not even Danny and Kevin O'Shea?
No.
Okay.
All right. Let's go through our highlighted guys, though. Dave Doran, Seth Luttrell, Jason Candle, Les Miles, Neil Brown, Chris Kleiman? Kleiman? How do you say that?
I think it's Kleiman.
Kleiman? Jeff Monken, and Major Applewhite, Todd Graham, and Matt Wells. Man, we highlighted more than I thought.
I'll take any of these guys.
I think so, too.
Honestly? Matt,
Todd Graham would not be exciting, but I think he could at least get us up to where we could be okay.
People are going to be disappointed if it's not one of the first couple you mentioned, Dave Doran or Seth Luttrell or Les Miles. But like, if I were to give you Dave Doran, Les Miles, Seth Luttrell, you took 5-1 earlier. Where do you put in the odds if I add those two to the list? Like 4.5-1?
So you said Dave Doran, Les Miles, and Seth Luttrell. Yeah, it moves it up a little bit, maybe 4.
It doesn't move much for me either. I think it's going to be somebody else. Those. I mean, Dave Doran is a total long shot. Like, he's the guy, if you add to your parlay and you got a 5-team parlay and you make it a 6-team parlay, it made like 0 difference to your bet. That's Dave Doran. He's a total long shot. Not going to happen. But Seth Luttrell, you know, maybe. And the only reason I think that there's a possibility of some of these guys that we're talking about, which probably doesn't make sense for them to come to Kansas in a lot of ways, is I think they trust Jeff Long. I think Jeff Long is going to put together a very compelling offer. I think he's already drummed up the support that he needs to do so. I think he would be dumb to not pay assistant coaches and coordinators more than anybody else in the Big 12. He could come up with that money. He could promise a new stadium if there's any success whatsoever, and he's going to give all the support you could possibly need. I mean, he's tying his name, the name of trying to rebuild Kansas football, to whoever this is. They are going to get everything they could possibly want from their athletics director and support, right? I mean, you agree with that?
Absolutely.
That's the only thing.
I think we've got the financial support, it seems like, and we've got the right guy to hire a football coach. I think he was brought into this to hire a football coach. He was brought into this job. Like, assuming Bill Self does what he is, this guy is here to do one job, and it is this. And maybe build a stadium too. But
that's the one reason I still think that there's a possibility we outkick our coverage on this and get a coach that maybe we don't deserve or that doesn't fit the profile of a bottom tier Power 5 team. Which I think it's very safe to say that that's what we are at this time. But Andrew, hopefully we don't.
Breaking news. Uh-oh. Hey, breaking news. Jeff Long just tweeted, beautiful sunset in LA this evening, with a Google image search image of the downtown skyline of Los Angeles.
I love that. I'm all in on just throwing the scent.
Oh man, that's brilliant. Like, this is a Google image search. I'm gonna search for Los Angeles skyline and see if this is the first image.
I'm so in on this. See, you were sitting there sort of not sure you like Jeff Long's Twitter game. Like, give me all of the Jeff Long Twitter
game. Yep, that's it.
The very first one.
Well, it's not the first one, but it's one of the first ones.
That's great. I'm so okay with this. Give me all of the Jeff Long Twitter smoke screens all day long. Did you see, as you check Twitter, any planes arriving in Lawrence tonight? Can we post this podcast and be okay about not having a coach tonight?
The only thing I saw is that plane that everybody was freaking out about today went to Colorado. Okay. I don't know what that means.
All right. Well, I don't either. I mean, the only people in Colorado...
John Elway. Colorado just fired their coach, but we probably don't want to jump in that quick.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think we're good to go ahead and submit this podcast. I don't think we're going to have a coach tonight. If we have a coach tomorrow, you can listen to this podcast and go, look at those dumbasses give these comments, of which maybe the head coach is not even on the list. But I'm telling you, Andrew, I think we have at least a 90% chance our coach is on this list. And hopefully one of the people we highlighted, because then we'd be okay with it. Like, that's what we're saying right now. Andrew, if one of the guys that's hired is on our highlighted list, will you support it 100%?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
And I trust Jeff Long. I'll support this coach until he's terrible and I demand for him to be fired.
And in 2021, we'll do this all over again. White Tracker season. White Tracker season.
El Nino comes, but once every 3 to 4 years, sometimes two if you're Turner Gill. So we shall see. Kevin, we didn't talk about basketball. Let's do that real quick. We beat Michigan State, had an amazing first half. Not great second half. Vermont, it was what it was. But LeGerald Vick, 8 for 8 from three.
Yeah, that's wild. I think Self called it one of the, or maybe the best off individual offensive performance he's ever seen, which that's a big statement for Bill Self, and especially to LeGerald Vick. And Andrew, he also said he went 8 for 8 from three, but he had two shots with his foot on the line. Would have been 10 for 10. He was unconscious. It was fun to watch. I love seeing LeGerald have, you know, a good breakout game. I hope it's something that continues to come. And the nice thing about it is he didn't force it. Like, I never felt like any shots he took were forced, which the second he does that, he knows he's going to get pulled. So,
yeah, I'm okay with heat check LeGerald for this first couple months. Non-conference. Sure. I'm okay with that. Other notes, Dedrick Lawson struggling a little bit, but yeah. I think it'll come around once they figure out kind of what to do with him.
Yeah, it was weird, right? He didn't quite have it during the Michigan State game. He still got some points, but completely inefficient, and then looked just bad. I mean, just bad in second game. And I agree. I think there's just something not quite there with the scheme. He seems like a guy who needs to get the ball in space a little bit. He seems like a guy who needs some isolation where he catches it on the elbow and can actually do something with it or on the wing. And he's got a great mid-range game. Have you seen him shoot a mid-range shot yet? I mean, it seems like he's driving and getting blocked and just, I don't know. It's not quite working. And our best offense, Andrew, yesterday was when he was not on the court. I mean, it was with Doak for round one. And I don't know. Self's going to have to figure this out because you got to keep Dedrick on the floor. But man, if he goes many more games with 0 points, the preseason All-American, Andrew, like, you don't see that.
You know, the preseason All-American maybe should have been Doak, who's been killing it. He's Ken Pom ranked number 5 player in terms of how he does his metrics at the end of the year for best players. I think we'll continue to see him get his 20-10 or his 18-9. Through the rest of the season, as long as he keeps beating people up like he is doing. This next week, we've got Louisiana Lafayette on Friday, followed by our trip to the NIT out there in Brooklyn. We've got Marquette and then likely Tennessee.
That'll be a good test. So
we'll have a huge preview of that next week. But sorry, short on basketball this week, but this is Flight Tracker season. This is when we need to figure out who our coach is going to be. Also, we do have a football game, too. We play OU this weekend.
Are we going to talk about the K-State game for 30 seconds?
All right, 30 seconds.
We should have won that game.
We should have won.
Andrew, this is something we cannot say very often, at least in the past 15 or 20 years. We had the far better team. I think our team is better and talent-wise than K-State, which is hard to believe. Now, it may not be next year because we're losing a lot of guys who are seniors, but man, I thought we were the better team on that field.
I think we were too. Just some mental mistakes. Some key penalties happened in specific areas. A fumble / incompletion. I don't even know what that last play was, but it was pretty symbolic of KU football for the last play to end with a whiff of a throw.
Very conservative coaching.
Very conservative.
Especially.
Didn't go for 4-1. I mean, what are you going to do to you, Dave Beatty? What are they going to do? Are they going to fire you? They've already fired you.
And then Andrew,
go for it on 4th-and-1.
The best part of the game, though, we can all agree, was when we tried to hide the flag, right?
Oh, I'm glad you did. I didn't want to talk about the K-State game, but I'm glad that you brought this up because now I do want to talk about the K-State game. I think that needs to be our strategy. Is we try to gaslight the referees, like, you didn't throw a flag. If you threw a flag, where's the flag?
I don't see a flag.
And then the ref's like, well, maybe I didn't throw a flag.
Where is my flag? Maybe I agree.
Best play we've had all year.
Can't agree more with that. Andrew, hopefully we get a coach in here that
hey, one more thing.
Oh, yeah.
Big 12 captured the flag champions.
We got our captains. Hopefully the next coach can perfect the hide the flag strategy. We need something that'll work at the University of Kansas. We're looking forward to more flight tracking season. Hopefully this doesn't go on very long, Andrew, because this is like as much as I can give on this. Like, is what we just did. I'm pretty much done with coaching search talk for a while. But I think a lot of people are excited about coaching search. A lot of people are already burned out about it. It'd be nice if Jeff Long just hires someone great early on. Maybe get Seth Luttrell. Maybe get Dave Doran. We'll just call this good. Maybe give if he gets one of those two guys, let's give him an extension. Let's just give the AD an extension. I'm okay with that. All right. Well, thanks all for listening. Thanks for making it to this point in the podcast. Bless your heart. Make sure you go out, give us the 5-star review, and more importantly, go out and give those folks out at the Lawrence Airport some coffee and donuts. They really need it. Bless their hearts for being out there. Let's throw a shout out to those folks. Appreciate you listening. Until next time, rock chalk. With the K and the U, yeah, baby, that'll make you say, ooh, we at the top of the top, just like we should be, started from the bottom, thanks to what James could see, Dr. Naismith made a game for man, changed lives for the players and did the same for the fans. This for my J-Hawk fans, for my J-Hawks, this for my J-Hawk fans, for my J-Hawks, this for my J-Hawk fans, for my J-Hawks, Hawks. And if you love it, then I love it, cause we Hawks, baby. This for my J-Hawk fans, for my J-Hawks. This for my J-Hawk fans, for my J-Hawks. This for my J-Hawk fans, for my J-Hawks. And if you love it, then I love it, cause we Hawks, baby. All them years that we've been cheering, everything that we've been hearing, all them spreads that we've been clearing, never been no team we fearing, and look how Bill got us steering, all them tournaments appearing with no team that's interfering, 9 times get to cheering with them banners held high and the crowd going wild, night before the final four, you can't even sleep now, yeah we at the peak now, we can't even leap down, March Madness, man, we've been waiting weeks now. If you a Hawks fan, go ahead and hold them ones high. Shout out to the booster showing love and the alumni. I'm speaking for the fans, even though I'm just one guy. We appreciate the love, love won't run dry. Imagine the state of Kansas with no Jayhawks. That's like having no streets but trying to jaywalk. They see us as support and we see them on the court. So we keep it loud and do our best so we don't come up short. We win together and we lose together. But win or lose, we still booze together. Struggles in my life will change me as a man. But one thing that'll never change, I'll be a Jayhawk fan. I ain't even gotta really say it. This one for the fans, that's why I made it. March Madness, here we can't be faded. Rock Chuck Jayhawk in your faces. I ain't even gotta really say it. This one for the fans, that's why I made it. March Madness, here we can't be faded. Rock Chuck Jayhawk in your faces. It's for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. Hawks. And if you love it, then I love it, cause we Hawks, baby. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawks.